Hello, guys, and a hearty welcome to Together Forever. I am Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is
Mandla Lupondwana.
Guys, this is really, really getting good. We've been looking at disrespect, and this has been addressed to us guys, so I hope we're really benefiting. But last time we looked at deliberate disrespect as a means of provoking response. Mandla, what is on the table for today?
Today we take it a bit further. We look at instances when our wives will deliberately disrespect us as a response to our delinquency. Now, you may wonder, what do I mean by that? Around the home, we have our responsibilities as husbands, the same way the wives have their responsibilities and the children have their own. Now, you'll find that with the responsibilities that we have, I'll make an example with taking out the garbage outside so that when the garbage truck comes, it picks it up. That we have agreed at home is largely my responsibility. What happens when I don't do it?
Someone has to do it.
And who is that someone? That someone ends up being the wife. But she doesn't usually start out by doing it. She will start out by reminding you, but you need to take out the garbage. Just a casual reminder so that you can meet your end of the bargain. But there are other responsibilities we have in the house. Now, this taking out of the garbage is a very minor one. There are bigger responsibilities that have to do with finances. Sometimes you may understand that you are a head of the household and you are providing for your household, and you spend your money elsewhere. You may gamble it somewhere. You may drink it somewhere. You may enjoy it with friends somewhere. And you find that there are a lot of things that are not happening in the home because your responsibility of providing, even though you do have a job, even though you do have the means, you are not doing it. You may find that you are a father. Yes, you are a father. But for some reason, you want to take over in the parenting of the children. You've left it completely to be something of the wife, as though parents, as though fathers are less parents than mothers. And when they see that we are not picking up our responsibilities, especially these basic responsibilities that we've agreed upon, because you'll find that even the most traditional of men has a sense of these are my responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Even the most traditional of men will say, okay, well, the garden is my responsibility. Now, what happens when the garden is full of weeds and nothing is happening there? She will keep on reminding and keep on reminding. And over time, after she's reminded and nudged and felt like she was nagging, she says something that is deliberately disrespectful just to get you to get up out of your seat and do something. Most of the time we will hide behind sports because we say women don't understand sports. So whilst we are watching sport, we don't pick up our responsibilities. We don't do what we're supposed to do. We hide behind being tired, you know, just came back from work and I'm tired. Sometimes we hide behind the fact that I'm an African man. I don't do that kind of thing. I am not Western. But what I'm talking about are things that you know you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about some Western ideas if you feel that you're a traditional African man. If as a traditional African man you know that taking care of the yard, taking care, making sure that the doors are locked at night before you go to sleep, if you know that that is your responsibility as an African man, then why on earth would your wife need to remind you over and over and over and over again to do those things? Mm-hmm. Why does she have to be on my case as a man that because I've agreed that the garden is my responsibility, why does it have to be full of weeds until she gets to a point where she makes a very rude comment to provoke me? And when I do respond to that, I deal with the respect issue. The garden is still left full of weeds until she pays someone to come and do it or she does it herself. Mm. When that happens, a little bit of disrespect does creep in. Because you have already in your mind and probably said it to her that this is what you do as a man. And when you are not measuring up to your own standards of what it means to be a man in this house and what it means to be a husband in this house and what it means to be head of the household in this house, a little bit of that disrespect creeps in and you'll find that she will treat you with that disrespect in order to jumpstart you back into what you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Now, as spiritual men, we will always say, we are priests of the household. We are the ones responsible for worship in this house. We will want to make sure that we pray in this home. What happens when you don't do that? She will keep on reminding you, keep on reminding you. And sometimes we become upset because we are reminded. Not because there's something wrong, but we simply feel that our ego has been bruised. And you stick around there and you delay and sometimes you say, no, you go ahead and do it. And you don't really have a tangible reason for saying so. It's just that you feel a bit irritated that you are reminded. I know from my experience, sometimes I'm irritated by being reminded. Now, I don't really have a reason. It's just that I wish I had not been reminded, but I had not really, I had actually forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But we behave like that as husbands. And so when our wives jolt us, when they start to kind of jumpstart us into action, sometimes they do so with disrespect. And sometimes it's calculated because they know that when we are disrespected, we jump. Always jump to protect our position. We will always jump in reaction to being disrespected as husbands. Mm. And sometimes they use that to get us to live up to our responsibilities. Now, how do you deal with that?
I guess just...
As husbands,
mm.
just let's live up to our responsibilities. If you know that you are supposed to do ABCD, do ABCD. If you are in a household where you are sharing your chores, probably because your wife works as well. If you have agreed when you are discussing and sharing with your wife how you're going to live your lives, if you've agreed that you're going to put your shoes in the right place, do so. If you've agreed that you're going to take out the garbage, do so. If you've agreed that you're going to mow the lawn and take care of the garden, just do so. Yes, we forget as husbands. And yes, we have a disease of procrastinating as men, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, procrastination. I think that's what, because, you know, Manjla, the solution you've given, when you think about it, it's so simple, it's so straightforward, but it seems there's something in our DNA that makes us men that causes us to procrastinate. I don't know if there's a procrastination gene.
Maybe, I don't know, I suspect there may be one. You know, something that makes us postpone doing things, I will do it later. And sometimes we postpone them indefinitely. And then our wives, they keep on talking. As they remind, we say they are nagging. And after a while, they give up. Or as a last resort, they will say or do something that is disrespectful. And as you raise issues of disrespect, she comes in to smuggle her point. So this is how we deal with it. Let's just live up to our responsibilities. Remember, you are there to do certain things as she does certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up after yourself. Do what you're supposed to do as a man. And don't think that being a father is less of a parent than being a mother. Step in terms of raising your own children.
Mm,
don't
involved.
Hide behind sport. Don't hide behind friends. Don't hide behind being tired. Because our wives, whether they work or they are housewives, they are also tired. When you bring in children, it's not just physical tiredness. It's emotional and mental tiredness as well. So let us step in there. Let us step up as men and do what we're supposed to do. I'm not talking about step out of your culture and do something that other people do in other cultures. I'm talking about what is expected of you in your own culture.
Mm.
What you know is your responsibility. Just do it.
Mm.
That's it. And when we do that, we don't give our wives a reason to deliberately disrespect us because we are not living up to our end of the bargain.
Mm.
That is it. It sounds very simple, but it's so difficult. I know. I've been struggling with that myself. I've been married for a while, and I'm still struggling with it. I still have to remind myself when I'm being reminded by my wife to do this. Something still rises up inside of me. But then I think, okay, but it's my responsibility.
Mm.
Let me go and do it. Let's do it as men. We can. And when we do that, we can eliminate so many instances where we are disrespected deliberately.
Now, before we close, just a quick question. A lot of women expect men. It's like part of the definition of being a man is being Mr. Fix-It. And then what if, you know, I am not really inclined to plumbing and to woodwork. And, you know, when the door gets broken, I'm not good at fixing it. And then, you know, that makes me feel less of a man. And then my wife kind of takes advantage of that or something like that, where, you know, that for whatever reason, the culture says that a man should do that. And that's just not who you are. How can you deal with that situation?
Make sure it's fixed.
Okay.
You don't have to be the one doing the plumbing. If you can't fix the broken pipe, get somebody to do it.
Make sure it gets fixed.
Make sure it gets fixed. If you cannot sort out the geyser that has burst, get someone to sort it out. If you cannot change a broken window, get somebody to come and do it.
I mean, and there's no shame in getting someone. It doesn't make you less of a man. Right?
It doesn't make you less of a man. That's the thing. When you're there as head of the household, what you are supposed to do, make sure it's done. You can pay someone to come and fix the burst pipe. You can pay someone to come and repair the window. You can pay someone to come and do the electrical wiring in your house. You don't have to be a builder. You don't have to be everything in the house. But for heaven's sake, if we expect you, if you know your culture expects you to fix stuff, then make sure it's fixed. Get a friend, get a neighbor, get somebody to come and fix it. Because you'll find that after your wife disrespects you and you still don't move, she will find someone to fix it. And that will make you feel like less of a man. When she goes and gets another man, when she goes and pays someone some money to come and do it, and you know you could have paid someone to come and do it, you will feel disrespected.
So you feel less of a man.
Like you're being treated like less of a man. And you know, sometimes she will even say that she is now being the man in this house. She's the one fixing A, B, C, D, F, G. When she did not tangibly fix it, she just got someone to fix it.
All right. Well, sadly, Mandla, we are out of time. Guys, remember, there's so much that we can prevent, so many problems we can easily prevent. But for today, whatever needs to be done around the house, if you're the man, make sure it is done. Till next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.